and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military announced a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army said that the pause would begin at 8 a.m. or 0500 GMT and remain in effect until 1600 GMT. It says that the pauses are to take place every day until further notice. The pause is aimed at allowing aid trucks to reach the Israel-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, the main entry point for incoming aid, and travel safely to a nearby highway to deliver supplies to other parts of Gaza. Israel's military says that 8 soldiers were killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on the Israeli forces in months. The army said Saturday, without elaborating, that the troops were killed in an explosion. The ultra-Orthodox exemption from the military has also caused some outrage and public anger. Months of ceasefire negotiations have failed to find common ground between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said earlier in the week that Hamas proposed changes to a U.S.-backed plan. Blinken said that some of them were workable, some not, without elaborating. Dozens of world leaders converged on a Swiss resort to discuss how to bring peace to war-ravaged Ukraine. And though any hopes of a real breakthrough are muted by the absence of Russia, more than 2 years into the war, the combatants remain as far apart as they have been. This is VOA News. Masses of pilgrims embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia, marking the final days of Hajj pilgrimage and the start of Eid al-Adha celebrations for Muslims around the world. It came a day after the pilgrims congregated on a sacred hill in Mount Arafat, or Ararat, I should say, outside the holy city of Mecca. The ritual on Saturday at Mount Arafat was considered the peak of the Hajj. Hajj is one of the largest religious gatherings on earth. It officially started Friday when pilgrims moved from Mecca's Grand Mosque to Mina, a desert plain just outside the city. Saudi authorities expect that number of pilgrims this year would exceed 2 million. After flying through the night across 9 time zones from southern Italy to southern California, President Joe Biden shifted his focus from Russia's challenge of Western unity to raking in big money for his reelection campaign at a Hollywood fundraiser that featured George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Biden went straight from the Group of Seven summit of wealthy democracies, where Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine took center stage, to Los Angeles and the glitzy gathering unfolding Saturday night at 7100 Peacock Theater. The journey was only broken up by a layover to refuel outside of Washington. Donald Trump has suggested that President Joe Biden should have to take a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him in the very next sentence. The former president and presumptive Republican nominee referred during a speech Saturday night to Republican Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who was a White House physician for part of his presidency, as Ronnie Johnson. Britain has put on display a birthday pageantry for King Charles III with a military parade that marked the Princess of Wales' first appearance as well at a public event since her career cancer diagnosis earlier in the year. Bystanders cheered as Kate joined other members of the royal family and disclosed in March that she was undergoing chemotherapy for an unspecified form of cancer. Charles is also being treated for cancer. King inspected the troops Saturday's event, known as Trooping the Color. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.